text for consideration and meditation this morning is taken from 1 Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 2. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 to 4, and I shall read. I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth.
As we come to the happy celebration of our nation, 40 years, how time has escaped us. I still remember 40 years ago, in 1965, we could not be accepted into Malaysia. So it looked like we were being kicked out. But now we have survived and we have become a nation. By honest hard work, we have become the first sport and first airline of the world. And we have been maintaining this position. I understand there are at least 700 ships in the harbor, but they do not stay there. They keep on revolving, one after the other, discharging the cargo, and they leave the port. Many expatriates working in Singapore could wish to make Singapore their homeland. As for me, I have always declared that there is no better place for me to live than Singapore. God has also blessed us for choosing Singapore to be the founding of the Far Eastern Bible College, where we have 120 students from 19 nationalities. And a word of acceleration of the gospel in Matthew chapter 24:14 is that the gospel must be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. Many nationalities. That is an important requirement. So at this point, I must remind you once again, I preach the gospel, the message, signs of Christ coming, multiply. Are you ready? To remind you once again, we are in the very last days before our Savior comes. What can we do for our nation while the Lord tarries? Paul exhorts us, first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions and giving of thanks be made for all men. Do you know that we are Christians in Singapore, 15%, including Roman Catholics? That means the rest, 85%, are Buddhists, Taoists, Muslims and Hindus, who are outside Christ. We are to pray for them and even thank God for them. Isn't this the first step to bring them to Christ? Then we are to pray for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. We are to pray for our Prime Minister. How he needs our prayer. For all ministers of state. Yes, in order that we may live a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. In so doing, it works out good and acceptable to God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. Is it not a fact, let me ask you, that the churches in Singapore, by keeping the law of the land, has obtained from government favor so that we can preach the gospel freely? And the people from the outside have come to know the truth. Our government, in fact, has great respect for the church, for example, we have Calvary Tengah BP Church that is associated closely to us, celebrating the 11th anniversary this afternoon. It is a military church near Tengah, the air base there. You should visit and it becomes practically our own, with all our own constructions. Now, once in a long while, some trouble has erupted in one of our churches. And they think they will get a good redress from the government. But the interesting thing for them to know, the government will never interfere in the affairs of the church. They trust the church. That's your business. You have the church called if you want. But they never bother us. Now there is this sentence, who will have all men to be saved and to come the knowledge of the truth. The passage we just read. Well, it's the main passage of the whole text. This passage bespeaks St. Paul's mind. You read all the pieces of Paul and you will realize how he is pressing on with the gospel, that people may know the truth. It is all, therefore, an exhortation to True Life Church. And I'm very sure you are happy for our evangelistic and missionary emphasis, such as constantly going to Bukit Panjang to evangelize HDB flats. But this is a much harder work for those of us who are regularly going to Kemaman and Kuantan in buses overnight, traveling 250 miles. And we do not want to forget our own missionary Hien, Vietnamese graduate from the Far Eastern Bible College, now serving in Brisbane, Australia. And finally to remember once again, the Lord is coming soon, and who knows, it will be a great surprise in our own lifetime. And all our troubles will be forgotten when the Lord comes and He takes us to be with Him. Mm-hmm.